The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. What you cannot do is watch us on live stream today. Apparently the live stream is down.
Womp, womp.
I think I finally broke the camera.
Womp, womp.
So, yeah, missed the first hour. Had Lance Erline in here. And we talked a little sport. You mentioned the MMA fights this weekend. Derek sure did get hit for a win. Sure did get ripped up on a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, kind of rightfully so. I'm hoping we can have Derek in maybe sometime this week and discuss what happened. But it was obviously not the kind of performance he's going to be happy with. But it sounds like he was injured, and he said at the end of the first round, he told Bob Perez, his coach, he said, my back's gone. And his coach said, Derek, I love you, but you got to suck that bleep up. And, you know, to his credit, he did. He went out there and he fought 15 minutes with a bad back. And not that that excuses everything, but I don't know what the excuse for Francis Ngannou was. He almost seemed unwilling to even throw punches, and it was just a really weird situation. It wasn't a pretty fight, but a win over the top ranked, you know, contender at heavyweight is a good thing for Derek, obviously. But I don't think he walked away with quite the shine he would have had that actually been a fun or competitive fight. It's one of the worst fights I've ever seen. Like I would say it's Kimbo Slice Dada 5,000 or 2,000, whatever his name was.
It looked like they both were going to drop dead in the ring.
Yeah, it's very similar. Mm. But, I mean, those guys at least punched until they got tired. Like, Ngannou never even started to try to get tired. Very weird.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to see it yet, but just reading it just seems like he wasn't interested in fighting.
No, I don't know. I'm waiting for, like, some sort of an interview to come out, like where they ask him and he gives an explanation. Because as it stands, I don't have one.
It was so bad that Joe Rogan didn't even do a post-fight interview.
No, and you know they want to talk to Derek after fights.
Yeah,
I mean, that's like a highlight for them is talking to Derek. It's just it was a weird situation.
Yeah, like the fight would be like you two just sitting there. It's kind of like that. They were just kind of standing around, kind of walking around, and then Derek would throw a punch, and then that was about it.
So here's what Ngannou had to say. I'm not proud of my last performance. This is what he said on Instagram. He said, I've carried my fear from the last fight into this one. I completely understand the frustration and anger that it has caused to my fans, coaches, teammates, family, and friends, and I'm truly sorry for that. I won't let everyone down again. All I can do now is prove myself and make you proud again. So maybe he got his ass beat so badly in the last fight that he was just unwilling to go after it.
It's kind of a shame if that's the case, but
it is. But you know what? There's a lot of these guys like that who, once they lose once, Ronda Rousey was a great example. She was never the same because that sort of mystique or the aura of invincibility that surrounded them is gone. And it's like, oh, they are just a regular human. They can be beat. So it's odd.
If you're scared of wolves, don't go to the woods.
I haven't heard that in a while. So, yeah, I know we touched on a little bit with Lance, the Rockets' flirtation with Carmelo. Apparently, one of his agents was having an unofficial meeting with Chris Paul and Mike D'Antoni while they were in Vegas. We talked about it a little bit last week. I think I made it pretty clear that I don't see how he helps, but I'm guessing that's where you are on this.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of it. I don't believe he's a guy who will help a team win. I think that I can't imagine he and James Harden meshing. I can almost guarantee he and Chris Paul wouldn't mesh because Chris Paul won't tolerate guys who slack on defense. And, you know, there were rumors of he and James Harden butting heads at times this year over just that. Imagine Carmelo. Like, I just don't think Chris Paul has time for it. And it, whatever you think, Chris Paul just signed a max deal. He's here to stay.
Yeah.
And I don't think if he has any say or if James has any say that Carmelo would be here. I'm like I said to Lance, I do think they need a third guy. I just don't think it's him.
We got some breaking news.
Yeah.
Lakers signed Luke Bamute to a 1-year deal.
All right.
Oh, not Lakers, Clippers. I'm sorry.
That's a significant difference.
Yeah, I saw LA. And, yeah, Clippers signed Luke Bamute to a 1-year deal.
All right.
According to Woj.
Well, that's another little piece stripped away. Not that he was helpful in the playoffs because he was hurt, but he was pretty good form in the regular season.
Yeah.
So you still, hey, but you've added Michael Carter Williams. There's that.
There is that.
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate because that's a guy that was really valuable to them last year. And when they lost Ariza, I assume that meant they were going to prioritize bringing him back. And then the other thing that I've heard is, are the Rockets lowballing Clint Capella? Is that kind of what you're gathering?
Seems to be that they're, yeah, but it doesn't appear to be much of a market for him too, which is also the problem on his end, which you kind of expected when Phoenix went out and drafted a center and then Dallas went out and signed a center. The teams that he'd been linked to suddenly have a player there. So, I mean, is he a guy, if you're Charlotte, do you pay a bunch of money to? Probably not.
No.
So I don't know that there's the market out there for him that he hoped there would be. And that being the case, if you're the Rockets, try not to overspend.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should overspend for him. I think we've talked about this a lot. I think he's a good player for their system. But am I paying him like top three money?
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have to. I think the Rockets were willing if a big offer came and they were like, okay, this is what we've got to pay to keep him, okay? Huh. But without that, without some other team throwing a big qualifying offer his way, I don't think the Rockets are going to go out of their way to pay that dude.
Yeah, probably not. And I don't know that they should. I'm sure somewhere...
Well, from a business standpoint, they shouldn't.
I'm sure there's something doable with him that isn't making him a max guy. But... Yeah, I'm not going to blame them if they play a little hardball here.
Lamont said, it's said that that CP3 and Melo are besties. That's probably because they haven't played together.
Yeah.
Trust me, once
yeah,
once Chris Paul gets on the floor with him and sees that he ain't giving max effort all the time, I don't think he'll put up with it. But you know what? I mean, I know for Rockets fans, the splash of it, there's people who want it just for that. Like, they think that it makes it, like, somehow, even though he's not what he used to be, as the third guy, he's good enough to really push the Warriors. And I just, you imagine Carmelo Anthony on a floor trying to guard Kevin Durant?
No.
Yeah, give me a break.
Yeah, I would almost like to see it just because it'll be a train wreck. And I like train wrecks. And they'll have all kinds. I just think it could be a glorious disaster. It really could. And from a sports talk perspective, that would be fun. 479, need some good vibes sent my way, guys. Find out the gender of my second child today. The first was a girl, looking for a boy this time. We'll root for penis for you.
Yeah.
So,
but my advice is to just, you know, tell your wife, I don't care what it is, babe.
Yeah.
That's the key. That's what I had to do twice. You know, I wanted boys twice. I had to say, whatever it is, I'll be happy.
Yeah. As long as you're happy.
Yeah. But then it worked out. Then I was actually happy.
Yeah.
Could have been a disaster.
You imagine you with two girls.
Oh, no.
All right, guys. I have to tell you about Aros Medical Group. And it's a new male wellness clinic in Houston. They're fantastic. And guys, you want to talk about personalized service. You want to talk about guys who understand what you're going through. You want to talk about getting this regenerative medicine that's going to help you feel like you did 20 years ago. That's what they've got. It's proven to help men with low T, hair loss, and erectile dysfunction. And the ED is where they really step up. And it can be hard to talk about, but these guys, man, they know about it. Like, Shane's been through it. Dr. Ike's great. You just talk to him. Sean, all those guys, they're going to get you a customized plan that's going to work for you. And they've also got a man cave where you go in there and watch your sports. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. But the most important thing is if you've got any kind of issue, they are going to work with you on it. And they're going to try to get you set up. All you have to do is give them a call today, 713-263-EROS. That's 713-263-3767. You can also find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com. How about this? They're going to give you 30% off any treatment. And, of course, you get that free consultation. Just use promo code FRED. Promo code FRED when you give them a call, 713-263-3767. Aros Medical, awaken your inner Greek god.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Been watching any of the World Series of Poker coverage?
I've watched none.
I've been all over that. Because there's not much else on to watch right now. Did you watch the Travis Pastrana show where he did the Evel Knievel stunts last night?
I have not.
It's pretty cool.
Worth watching?
Yeah, he basically just did three. You can fast forward through all the other stuff.
All right.
But he did three of Knievel's biggest stunts, including jumping the fountain at Caesars all in one day. It's pretty cool. He's got, he did them all pretty easily.
Yeah.
The technology you have now, it's not the hardest thing. And plus, Evil was drunk half the time he was doing those.
Yeah.
So if you really wanted to duplicate him, you probably needed to hit a fifth of Jack Daniels. But, yeah.
And that probably wouldn't go well.
No, probably not. But didn't go well for Evil sometimes.
That's true.
Yeah, that's why. If you didn't see that and you're not watching the World Series of Poker.
I know. I feel like I'm letting you down. I haven't watched any TV in 5 days.
Yeah, well.
Zero TV.
You haven't missed anything. The you watch the fights.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, I did watch that.
Well, there you go. Easy enough. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see the trade offer the Orioles apparently turned down for Machado?
No.
Apparently, the Dodgers offered up their number one prospect, Alex Verdugo, and number eight prospect, Yadier Alvarez, and the Orioles said no. So, the Orioles must be the hardest team in the world to try to deal with. I know the Astros had issues with them last year. But, I mean, they're just going to hang on to this guy and not get anything.
Now, from what I've heard, and I don't know, I read this today, that the Orioles are likely to trade Machado in the next few days, but they want to do, like, a mega deal and have Zach Britton in that trade. They'd like to do it all in once and just, you know, load up their farm system from that one trade.
Good luck with that.
That's kind of what I'm saying. He's back from a Achilles injury and he's not looked great since he's been back.
So you still want to get the haul you would have gotten last year?
Exactly. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to manipulate him into some sort of added value where you can get more than you could get for just him by himself.
713-780-3776. Let's go to the HRMP listener line. Try Sean. What's up, Sean? Hello, Sean.
Hello?
Yep, you're on.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
I am so mad right now. I can't believe the Rockies just let go of Lou Bon Mote. I should ask you guys a question. Do you guys think that we can legitimately be like the first one exit now?
I honestly think that if nothing changes with the Rockets, like if they just go, let's say they do get Capella back and they don't add any other real pieces. I'm not talking about like, you know, Michael Carter Williams. I'm talking about like a real impact player. And it's just those three guys back, and they've lost Mbamute, they've lost Ariza. I don't know that they'd be a first round exit, but I do think that they'll be a distant second place or if they are even in second place. I don't think there's any way they're going to have a better regular season record than the Warriors. And I think suddenly you've got other teams who could jump ahead of the Rockets in the pecking order out west.
Such as?
It's hard to say. I mean, a lot depends on what happens with San Antonio this offseason. I wouldn't count the Lakers out. I think the Lakers are going to – the Lakers would – if I were making a guess at who the top four seeds are in the West, I would have a hard time not putting the Lakers on there because I don't see LeBron just sneaking into the playoffs somehow. I think Portland's good again. I think the Thunder are good again, maybe even better than they were last year. I think the Jazz are still getting better.
Yeah, that's the team I would take a look at is the Jazz.
I still think at some point the Timberwolves have to finally reach their potential. I don't know when it'll be, but there's teams out there in the waiting.
When you watch them against the Rockets, it's like I would take the Timberwolves' talent over the Rockets, but they just – when you watch them play – They weren't in the same league.
No.
But,
I mean, and
you look at the kind of players they had, and they're like, why aren't they?
And don't, I mean, wouldn't you agree that they've got a more respected coach?
Yeah.
Like, don't you think Tom Thibodeau is more respected in coaching circles than Mike D'Antoni?
I think so, although, I mean, I don't know that he's done the best job with that team either.
Oh, I'm not saying that he has. He because clearly
that's
hasn't.
The thing. I just, that when I watched the two of them.
Because if you say they're more talented, and
I think they're as talented. Or, now, I don't know about more talented, but they've got some, you would say Karl Anthony Towns should be a better player than Clint Capella this stage.
Yeah.
And I think at times in the regular season he was. Andrew Wiggins should be as good as anybody on that roster. He's not.
Nope. Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler.
I mean, Yeah, they've got a group of three guys that if they were all playing to their potential, you could say, man, that's a nasty big three. That's a dangerous big three. Mm-hmm. And but the problem is, I mean, some of them are Karl Anthony Towns has played 2 years.
Yeah.
Wiggins has played 3 years. Those guys have some maturing to do still. They're not at their peak. I don't think Jimmy Butler might not be at his peak. He's 6-7 years in the league now.
Yeah, had injuries last year, too.
Yeah. So I still think, like you said, that team is talented enough to be dangerous next year. So if the Rockets, if they think organically they're just going to get better than they were last year, I don't see that happening. That's not what teams that are getting older do. They don't improve organically year to year. Teams like the Timberwolves and the Jazz that are young, talented rosters, those teams organically improve.
They should.
They should.
They should. And I think both of those are two teams you'll look at. The Pelicans, that's another one. I think they've got a guy who's going to be an MVP before his career's over.
Yeah.
I just don't know what they have around him.
Losing Boogie hurts because it looked like maybe they were building something special there. But, yeah, Anthony Davis, I mean, he's always going to make a team competitive as long as he's there. I mean, at least I don't mean competitive like they could win the West, but, you know, they're not a walkover. And, honestly, even if the Spurs lose Kawhi Leonard, they didn't have Kawhi Leonard all last year.
Right.
And they were still pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good organization. I think think about this. Whatever the Spurs get back for Kawhi Leonard, I can guarantee will contribute more next year than Kawhi Leonard did last year.
Yeah.
So it's
unless whoever it is snaps a knee in the first quarter.
Right. So it's hard to say the Spurs are going to just fall off the map.
If you go full Gordon Hayward, then
right.
It wouldn't be the same. But I don't know. I think the Dale says the other problem with that Machado-Britton package, it requires more depletion of one buyer's prospects. Yeah, and that's the thing. You pretty much have to give up all your guys. Now, I'm okay with giving up prospects to a point, but you going to gut the whole thing for those two guys?
Yeah. I don't know.
He thinks losing Rondo will hurt the Pelicans more than Boogie, in his opinion.
Could.
It may be.
I mean, Boogie was hurt a lot of this year, but.
Yeah. And so he's no Tony Parker, but, well, Parker's at the end, and I don't think they'll miss him very much.
No.
Oops. They still got Aldridge. And
Aldridge, I mean, he was close to an MVP caliber guy last year.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. I saw a headline that made me giggle a little bit. Wondering if it'll do the same for you.
All right.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. How about I give something away?
Do it.
Win tickets for two to the third annual Splash Bash this Saturday, July 14th at the Oaks Dads Club Candlelight Sports Complex. Cool off from the heat and take advantage of complimentary adult beverages and food for all guests. Play slip and slide kickball, slip and slide human bowling, or don't get wet and play other great games like Giant Jenga or Giant Connect 4, and so many more. A portion of all the tickets
goes... I love Giant Connect 4 so much more than regular size Connect 4.
Really? I like Giant anything. Portion of all the tickets goes directly to the Oaks Dads Club, a local nonprofit youth sports organization. Get your tickets to get in on a day of fun and food at HoustonSSC.com. Let's make this caller 25 so that we can give our streamers a chance. I saw this headline, and this is USA Today has like a thing for each NFL team, so they have Texans Wire, right? So
okay.
Where their Texans stuff is all in one place. And this is by someone named Mark Lane.
All right.
Would you like to hear the headline?
Let's hear it.
Because it made me laugh. Four great moves GM Brian Gain has made with the Texans. So it says, even though he's only had one offseason, new Houston Texans general manager Brian Gain has improved the team in these four areas.
All right.
So you'll play along?
Yeah, I'll play along.
Number four, extending Bernardrick McKinney.
All right.
He started at middle linebacker for 16 games. Okay, how is that a great move that you paid a guy that...
I mean, aren't you supposed to pay your free agents?
Yeah. Kind of a standard move, right?
That's what I would think.
I wouldn't call it a great move.
Like, usually when I think of a great move, it's like something that people question when they do it. Like, I think bringing in P.J. Tucker was a really great move by Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
Because nobody thought that P.J. Tucker was going to be that. By their logic, Daryl Morey getting Ryan Anderson was a great move, or you know, re-signing one of their own guys was a great move. That's just, I don't know. It seems almost too obvious, but I'll accept it, and I'll see what the other four are.
Well,
I think that will, like, had he not done that, wouldn't we be going, what is he, a moron?
Yeah, pretty much. But that's one where you just say, okay, well, it was the right move. I don't know if it's great. I mean, it might have been great if you'd gotten him a little cheaper.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what he should have gotten. All right, so we shall move on to number two.
Oh, is this a slideshow?
It's a freaking slideshow, and I got the spinning wheel of death. Not locking up Jadeveon Clowney.
Well, it says, that's easy to say now. If Jadeveon Clowney comes out and has a massive year, then you could be looking at a Mario Williams situation where someone is just, even a bad team is willing to just throw the moon at him.
But you can still franchise tag him.
Yeah.
So, says if Clowney regresses, the Texans can let him walk. If he has a career year, he'd cash in with either a new contract or the franchise tag.
Yeah.
And they would have the cash to cross that bridge with over $54 million in 2019 cap space. I'm not sure doing nothing is considered a great move. But that's what they're saying, right?
I guess so.
Okay. Number two on the list, drafting Martinez Rankin. Offensive line has been an issue for a for the Texans, and Gain did something about it.
Who wrote this?
I gave you his name when we started.
What is his name? Lane?
Do I have to go back and find him? Mark Lane.
Yeah. Mark Lane. Who is that?
Even though Rankin broke his foot in rookie minicamp and has missed practices since then, he appears to be an answer at one of the tackle spots for Houston in the future.
Did you find this article on Facebook? Is this just like a clickbait?
No, this is usatoday.com. This is texanswire.usatoday.com. And, okay, this is the best one. His best move?
Number one?
Returning to the Texans.
Okay. Why did you even bring this story to me? This is horrible.
Because I knew it would irritate the snot of you.
That's a really bad, that's a poorly put together story.
That is a terrible list. When you hear four great moves, I'm thinking, okay, what has he done that's great so far? I was hoping there'd be at least one thing. I said, okay, that was a great move. Well, signing Bernardrick McKinney was just, okay. Doing nothing on Clowney. Drafting an offensive lineman who got hurt right away and may not be ready for the season. And coming back. Those are your four. That's the four great things he's done.
Yep.
I don't want to dog on the guy too much, but I don't know. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Mona asked, do you think the Cougs will be better? Same question for UT. I like Texas's chances of getting better this year more than I like UH's. I know Tom Herman can build a program.
I think so, too. And I think they've got it going in the right direction. And, I mean, I was always surprised that Charlie Strong didn't get it closer to Texas football than he did. I feel like it'd be hard to find two guys in a row who can't take advantage of the natural resources that they have there. I mean, there's no excuse for that program to be this bad for so long. I think Tom Herman's close to getting it done. And obviously, at their peak, Texas is a better job. Like, there's a higher ceiling at the University of Texas than there is at the University of Houston. I think getting to UH's ceiling might take a little bit longer than getting to UT's.
It's on different scales, though. I mean,
obviously.
And that's the thing. Texas is facing to get to where you think Texas should be at Texas isn't necessarily as easy as.
Yeah.
And obviously, it hasn't been easy for a long time because you do have a tougher competition there. But, I don't know. I don't know what Applewhite's going to do in his second year. I need to see a lot of improvements.
Yeah.
And maybe that happens. I'm as much as I didn't like the hire of their offensive coordinator, whose name I shall not speak, the guy can coach. You should make him better on offense. But we shall see. Steven, what would you do if that article was proposed to you for Sports Map? I don't have actual paper to pee on anymore.
Right.
So, but yeah, that was pretty bad. So
you can always print it and then pee on it.
Oh,
that would be overkill.
Yeah, but still, no. Let's just say if someone sent that in, it would not make the site. We've had a couple things like that where you just go, "Okay, yeah, thanks for trying, but we can't do this." But hey, you know what? They're trying to do what everybody's trying to do, is just keep clicks going right now,
right? And Lamont says, "Yeah, how can they say doing nothing with Clem when the season's not over?" Like, if Clowney's a bust next year, yeah, that's a good move. You don't know if it's a good move or not. And I know, like you said, you can use the franchise tag. That's not an ideal world, obviously. Ideally, if a guy's going to have like a really monster year, you'd like to have him locked up before he has that really monster year. That's just kind of sports in general, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot better to pay a guy before he has that year than right after he has it.
Want to hear some of the other headlines they have on here?
No, honestly.
I'm going to read them. Pro Football Focus expects Tyrann Mathieu to make impact with Texans.
They expect him to play in the games?
Yeah, he's going to make an impact.
Yeah, me too.
Deontay Foreman dances on repaired Achilles.
I hate that website so much.
Andre Johnson says he has visited Texans offseason practices.
Oh, God.
Texans running back coach Danny Barrett tells backs to stop thinking, just play. This is not good stuff.
No, that's bad.
Odds makers give Texans ninth best odds to make the playoffs.
I've seen that. That's surprising. They had a minus by them, right?
Yeah. Will new NFL rules on clearing snow during field goals hurt Texans?
Oh, God. I hate that. Oh, I hate that website. Let's not talk about them ever again.
This is awful. Yeah, I'll tell you, 8 games a year, it's not going to impact them. Oh, man.
What a horrible article. What a horrible website.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick...
For wasting some of my life.
Well, you watched that fight the other night. That wasted some of your life. All right, quick break.
Paid for that.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Friendly reminder to check out SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Joe Blank has an article on would Carmelo Anthony be a fit with the Rockets, one of the things we've talked about today. Ken Hoffman has 10 quick questions with Tony Kemp of your Astros.
Oh, way more interesting than 10 questions with me.
I haven't read them yet, so I can't vouch for that. Charlie Polillo has the time is right for Carl Tucker and the Astros via video. And Ken Hoffman, we have his inside scoop on what happened with, you know, he was doing the Joey Chestnut thing at the hot dog deal and miscounted.
Nah.
So we have that column. That's all, those are from Culture Map, but we moved them over, including the Houston ranking among the 10 most dangerous U.S. cities for cyclists.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah.
But motorcyclists, too.
Yeah, this is bicycle specific, but still. And then the Astros, we have our weekly Astros report is also up. So,
and Astros, good.
Yeah, Astros won them all.
Yeah.
All available on sportsmap.com.
Did you start Dallas Keuchel?
I did.
Good job.
Yeah, I did. I mean, only because he had a horrific opponent.
He's had 5 pretty decent starts in a row. I mean, they gave up the runs in the first inning against the Jays, but bounced back from that. But other than that, he hasn't been horrible.
Nope.
So, and you would know.
Yeah, I would know.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, can we agree bath salts, not a good idea?
No, it's bad for you.
Yeah, we're going to say don't do bath salts. Well, 30-year-old Jesse Shields and 22-year-old Catherine McCloskey were suspected to be high on bath salts during a bizarre chain of events this weekend.
All right.
According to the investigators, so this is Clinton County, Pennsylvania, they had a bad trip and thought that fireflies were green lasers coming from aliens who were after them. State police say Shields fired his revolver into the air to scare away the lasers and then ran to a nearby home where he asked the homeowner to call the cops because something was chasing them. While the person was on the phone with 911, Shields allegedly broke a window before he left the home and then went to the next door neighbor's house and broke another window there. State police say the owner of the home was able to get the gun from Shields, who asked if he could take a shower to get the goo off his body because it was burning his skin.
Mm.
Shields and McCloskey are both
goo.
Shields and McCloskey are both facing a slew of charges, including burglary, criminal trespass, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct.
Nice.
They were unable to post bail and taken to Clinton County Prison.
Shocker.
Bath salts.
Usually people with bath salts don't have extra money laying around
for
bail.
No. But they had enough for a gun so they could shoot at the green lasers.
Now that's
which are actually fireflies.
I hate when that happens.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Last week, after AJ complimented Stassi, he got hurt and left the game.
I
thought he Watson hexed the guy.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
You are a curse.
I'm a curse. Come on.
We really need to talk more about the problems the Texans are going to have clearing all the snow out of NRG this year.
That's right.
Insert sarcastic tone.
I mean, if the roof were to get broken, stuck open.
In the one time that it's, well, twice, like every, I guess, last year.
You know, every 5 to 10 years, we get a little bit of snow here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd get enough to really leave a layer on the stadium there, but yeah, it could be a real issue if those all those things were to happen.
Joshua says, never would have figured you guys as Toto fans. I'm not, but that's not Toto. That's Weezer covering Toto. So there.
And Fred's a fan of the Weezer.
I am a fan of the Weezer. They're enjoyable. I mean, most of their songs are stalker songs.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with, you know, because I'm... Man, that is a long way to jump. They just did the fountain.
Oh.
Yeah. Although, I mean, it doesn't look difficult when you see it on TV. But man, that's a long jump. And not just NRG, but how about the Dome in Indy and the snow in Jacksonville and Tennessee?
Yeah. Could be dealing with
that. Yeah, that could happen. Maybe one time in the year that might be an issue. So, all right, so we'll have Eric in here next.
I believe so.
What's he bringing us?
I'm not sure. Surprise, surprise.
Always fun. Did you, I don't know how you'll feel about this. Leah Thompson, who was back in the day, very hot.
Yeah.
You remember her from Howard the Duck, right?
Yeah.
Apparently she's dead serious about trying to bring back a Howard the Duck reboot.
What's Leah Thompson look like now?
So when we made Howard the Duck, there wasn't the CGI, there wasn't the script, there wasn't the Marvel machine behind it. And I think they have a slight appetite for it since they're drawing him for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Leah Thompson did used to be really hot.
Yeah.
Like, I think Leah Thompson was like a, why is that girl's name slipping my mind, Jong? The girl that was on 30 Rock. What's her name?
Oh, slipping my mind, too.
Oh, I mean, she's very famous. Damn it. The girl that plays Liz Lemon, Tina Fey.
Yeah.
She's like a hotter version of Tina Fey.
Yeah, back in the day she was.
Yeah, back in the day. Now.
For an old lady.
Yeah, for an old lady. But do you want to see her having sex with a duck?
Well,
I don't think I do.
It depends. She said the CGI is better. They can clean her up.
Now that's possible.
And then it might be okay.
You know, if you Google Leah Thompson, the second movie they show, usually they show you by what you're most relevant from. Her second most relevant movie is Howard the Duck.
What was she? She was in a movie called Casual Sex.
Back to the Future is her biggest.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's
her biggest break.
That's not a bad one.
No, but Howard the Duck's your number two.
Yeah, I thought it'd be quite the drop off.
Yeah.
Every now and then I'll see somebody like this.
But she had her own, she had a sitcom in the 90s that was pretty big. Caroline in the City was on for a while. Mm. I'm going to look it up, see how long it was on for. Maybe she's got that kind of money.
Yeah, every now and then, like, somebody like this comes up and I go back and look them up. Like, for some reason, Steve Guttenberg came up the other day when I was doing something. And, you know, and I went back and looked at Police Academy and all that. And he had like 3 or 4 big movies in one little stretch. And then nothing. It's amazing how often that happens.
4 seasons. So 97 episodes.
97 episodes. So, well, that's, you can get syndication for that. You need 4 seasons to syndicate. So she's made some money off that, I bet.
Wonder what her name
is. Do you remember that show, John?
Yeah, I remember it, but I remember it being on, but I don't remember watching it. Oh, I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Mike says he's looking forward to Glenn Davis breaking down the great 4 moves from the dash this season.
Oh.
Well played.
4 great moves by whoever the dash GM is.
Yeah, and they made it, that article, it was a slideshow.
That's the worst, too. So, and the worst is you slide to the end of it, and then that number one was coming back to Houston.
And, well,
give me a break.
The little blurbs on it, though, it was so, like, unnecessary because it was, like, not even a paragraph.
Yeah. It was just total clickbait, and it worked. They got clicked. Won't fool me again, though. Longhorn Demetrius, Sports Map, going to have a weekly Longhorn blog. I know someone who follows him closely who is not biased. We will have, I've been working actually on what the plan is for college football. I don't know that I'm going to, don't know that we're going to do a Longhorn blog, but I think we will definitely be doing a Big 12 blog that the Longhorns will be a big part of. And then I think we'll do the same thing with the SEC, and A&M will be the focal point of that. And then we'll probably do something with the other teams. And I bet we'll have,
there'll be plenty of college football material on Sportsmap.
Yeah. Yeah. So somebody asking thoughts on Lance McCullers telling the fans to stop the wave. Apparently,
good.
Did they do that while he had a no-hitter going?
I think so.
Somebody tweeted that, and I wasn't really paying attention at the time. But, wow.
Yeah, it's a shame. And it's been a couple times like where the Astros have done the wave like in really weird moments. And I know there's people who think that there is no right or wrong time to do it, but there definitely is.
Yeah, there's definitely a wrong time to do it. I don't know if there's actually a right time to do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, good for him to say something. Because maybe they'll listen to him. They don't listen to us. I'm going to do the wave whenever I want.
Yeah.
Me and the kids. Going to be fun. Woo. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. So we'll have Eric in here next hour. Got a bunch of other stuff. I got some sports. I got some non-sports. I got some more movie news for you if you want that. All these things we can do, not stuff that you haven't seen, but that's coming out.
Okay.
So, John, whatever happened with the Comic-Con thing? Did you guys get to go?
No, I don't think we got sponsored.
Womp womp.
It's too bad because they're showing the uncut version of Deadpool 2 there.
Yeah, but they're going to also release it on Blu-ray as well.
So you'll just wait it out. So you're telling me you guys' podcast hasn't made enough money to send you guys to Comic-Con?
Well, we don't make money on it.
Well, why do you do it?
For fun.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Remember when you used to do things for fun?
No. Never do I come into work and, like, you're devaluing yourself as a broadcaster, John. That's the problem with this free podcasting. Now, why would anybody pay for you to do anything? Because you do it for free.
No, they would have paid for us to go out there, but I don't think it materialized.
Well, it's garbage. Remember when you came in and did some free shows? Actually, you probably would do
that. Yeah, yeah. You're way more
of a team player than me.
I have done that. Sorry. It's not really free. I kind of feel like it's part of my overall compensation package that I come in and do things here and there. But that's just me. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, and it's time to tell people about Tri-Eagle.
Tri-Eagle Energy. Guys, if it's that time. You're getting to the point of year where energy costs are peaking, and it's gonna keep getting worse until the end of August. So if you are in a situation where you can re-up on your energy right now, this is the time to do it. There's a lot of providers out there, and there's a lot of different offers. They might say free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, the list goes on. You may have fallen for one of these offers and then months later found out, wait a minute, I'm paying a way higher rate on my bill all of a sudden. Not with Tri-Eagle. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you're going to pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. For an additional discount, that's PUCT license number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy.